Best-selling author T. Harv Eker talks about growing yourself to be bigger than your problems. He says that when we are very small-minded people, most problems can seem extremely daunting. On the flip side, when we're constantly working on ourselves through daily improvement and daily champion training, we can actually grow ourselves to the point where we can deal with virtually any problem. Have you ever had someone you know come to you and start to complain about some huge problem in their life, and while they're talking, you just think to yourself, "Oh, I don't see the problem here. What's the deal?" It's because in that moment, you were bigger than the problem than they were describing. Now think about this. If you are, let's call it a level 2 person, and you're faced with a level 5 problem, that's going to seem like a pretty big problem. But if you're a level 10 person faced with a level 5 problem, that just isn't a problem anymore. One way that you can do this is to do a searching personal inventory. If you have a higher power, this would be the time to communicate with them. If you don't have a higher power, well, this would be a good time to get one. Grab a notebook and a pencil or pen and ask your higher power for a list of everything that you need to clean up in your life. This list might get quite extensive if you're anything like me. Then go through the list and begin to right all of the wrongs that are on there. If you have a religious leader that you go to and like confess your sins to type thing, then you might want to consider making an appointment to do that. I'll never forget the incredible healing power that I felt after I did this. I felt like I was on top of the world. I felt clean for the first time in years. It's okay to take baby steps if you need to in order to overcome some of these things. The purpose of doing this exercise is not to overwhelm you or make you feel like this horrible person for having so many things to clean up. It's quite the opposite, in fact. I remember when I was working on overcoming a sugar addiction, I set the goal to just go one whole day without sugar. Just one day. Then I went 7 days, and then 30 days. Well, I tell you, if you ever want to feel free, go without refined sugar for 30 days. You will feel the difference, my friend. Just do whatever it takes to be a little bit better tomorrow than you were yesterday. My friend, I know that the pathway to success and, well, life itself is not easy. If it was easy, it wouldn't be rewarding. The more you put into something and sacrifice for something, the more rewarding it can be. I don't know about you, but I love rewards, especially when it comes in the form of seeing other people feel inspired and empowered by what I've been through and taught them. My friend, it's time that you do the same thing. It's time to get over what has been dragging you down, and it's time to finally live the life you've always dreamed of. Why? Because you can.